The 52nd Annual Eastern Music Festival in Greensboro continues through this weekend with a tremendous concluding concert by world-renowned cello soloist Lynn Harrell. On Saturday night, July 27th at 8 o'clock on the campus of Guilford College, EMF Music Director Gerard Schwartz will lead his friend and the festival orchestra in a performance of Antonin Dvorak's Cello Concerto in B minor. In addition to offering amazing concerts for all audiences, EMF is also one of the most highly sought-after summer programs for talented student musicians to study. Longtime EMF guest artist and educator, cellist Lynn Harrell, spoke with me by phone from his studio in Santa Monica, California. I began by asking him if he recalled any particularly special recording sessions from his vast output.
Immediately afterwards, you can feel that something was special. It comes from not being able to clearly remember what was going on. That's a clue. But I think my Grammy-winning performances of the Tchaikovsky Trio with Perlman and Ashkenazi and the Beethoven Trios, particularly I think the Archduke Trio, made me just very glad that I was a musician. I still get great pleasure out of those recordings. But I think there are a number of spots, portions of pieces and maybe just movements or segments of a number of my records that I like. But all in all, mostly, I don't like them. It's just like an actress looking at herself in the mirror. Don't believe that they think that they're so attractive. They don't. And that's the way it is, unfortunately. Once I was in a car and there was someone playing on the radio, and I thought, my gosh, that's gorgeous playing. And then I suddenly listened and heard that there was a fingering that I thought only I could do because I have very large hands. And when I realized that it was me, it got worse and worse. And I knew it was only because I was turning on my own eyes to myself rather than listening as an impartial listener to someone else. I tried to hold it up there, but it just fell to the basement. It was a very frustrating experience. But that's not where we get our joy. Our joy is just in the process of opening up the emotion and the panache of great human emotions and situations that are there in the notes, and you just have to dig into them and get them and then be able to produce them so an audience member can cry, laugh, dance, wail, feel jealousy, envy, kinds of incredibly complicated things, all from just notes organized a certain way. Pretty fascinating.
Internationally renowned cellist and longtime Eastern Music Festival guest artist and educator Lynn Harrell. On Saturday night, July 27th at 8 o'clock, on the campus of Guilford College, Lynn will be joined by the festival orchestra, led by EMF music director Gerard Schwartz, in a performance of Antonin Dvorak's Cello Concerto in B minor. Also on the program, music by Aaron Kernis, his On Wings of Light, and Scheherazade, Opus 35, by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Whether you love classical, jazz, or bluegrass, EMF 2013 has something for you this season, and you'll find the complete performance calendar on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.